Yo, I'm ready to stop this intro. What's up, guys? My name's Blue. Welcome to the Deep Blue. This is the podcast. Anyway, so we changed the name from Deep Blue to Greater Thing or Greater Podcast. I forget which one I
Greater
changed it to,
thing.
because yeah, today we're being joined. Today we're being joined by the one, the only Quest for Content.
How's it
Go check him
going?
out.
I'm glad to
You
be
should get.
here. I'm actually the one recording this episode. Just
Yeah.
like we weird flex for y'all, but
Yeah, he's recording it for once.
yeah, 'cause I'm just
The guest records the podcast. That could be the name of this episode.
that could be the that could be like the that could be the appeal of the show. It's like Greater Man, the show where the guest the entire audience has to record the podcast.
Yes.
Yeah, so
This is going to be an interesting episode. Anyway, so
yeah.
what's up? What do you do on YouTube, and how much money do you make?
None.
So you don't make content on YouTube and you don't get paid?
I do make content, I just don't make money. So I guess I'll introduce myself to the very small amount of
Spelled
viewers.
innocent backwards to tell you.
Yeah, so my name is Quest for Content. By the way, don't say my name here, please. I would appreciate that. I'm a part-time YouTuber. Some would call me a Swagger Souls copy. I call myself that actually. Long story
You know,
short,
that's not very good.
I know. Long story short, I just upload like funny videos of me and my friends playing games, basically. Is kind
One
of
of
the
them was with me, actually.
well,
We play
soon
Fortnite.
two of them. Because the first one was with you and the other guy, and that one's up right now. It's like a 2-minute video or something. That was the first time I did subtitles.
I wonder
And
if
then
it's
the other
yeah.
one is sitting in my folder right now, and that will go up on Halloween. So I'll be excited for
Yeah, that
that.
one I'm actually excited because
Because that one has
you
that one
took
has
so.
that one has you. It has a whole bunch of people in there. It's it's
Yeah.
it's
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 a
all
big
the
comp. It's.
it's all the clips that like
Yes.
weren't eligible or long enough to be their own video, so.
Yeah. But anyway, so what are you doing for Halloween? What are your plans? What do you normally do?
I will be going with my friends. I will be dressed as,
Are you
not
serious
dressed
again?
as, I'm going to be,
Again?
I'm going to be
Are you.
Gru, basically, is.
That's awesome. I'm just going as what you, I'm going as a magician or P.T. Barnum.
Nice.
I'm wearing like a top hat and a long coat.
My costume's not here yet, but it's gonna have this really shitty mask of Gru,
You're
and I'm gonna wear that to school, and I cannot wait, honestly. Oh wait, no, you can't wear that to
gonna
school.
you can, yeah, you can't really
You can't
wear a
wear the
mask.
mask.
I
Fuck,
hate
you
you
can't wear the
so
mask
much,
to
dude.
school, dude.
Get a prosthetic nose.
What the fuck? I don't have time or the money for that. What the fuck?
Just take some clay and mold it onto your face.
Fuck, yeah, that was an announcement today. You can't wear masks even though it's fucking Halloween.
It's the whole point. That's how it became a thing, was
It's
being
like, oh
masked.
yeah, if I can't see
Ah!
it. Bro, chill. It's like, oh yeah, if I can't see your face, then you're basically a school shooter, is pretty much the logic behind that. I don't like it.
Well, guess I'm a school shooter.
Oh, congratulations. Good for you, I guess. I don't know.
That's not what you're supposed to say. You're supposed to say, what
It
the fuck?
feels like a it feels like a congratulations type thing. I don't know.
It's like.
Yeah,
Anyway,
so
so while we are recording this, what are you playing? Like, explain the game to the
I'm
audience.
playing Polybridge right now, and it's kind of sad because no one listening to this will be able to see me play right now. So if you hear
Yeah, but.
the it's kind of just like flexing the way I'm just like clicking right now, but
Yeah, put it back in, put it
I want to explain it in a way that doesn't make me sound sponsored. Polybridge is a
We
game
are
where you
spon
no, we're not fucking
We're not
we're
spo
not
we're
we're
not
not fuck
sponsored by them.
we're not
Do not
fucking
sue
sponsored.
me.
We're not sponsored, Blue. Polybridge is a game where you build bridges, basically, and I'm sitting here right now trying to figure out how to make a bridge go up and connect to another bridge. Yeah, this sounds very
You're pretty
sponsored.
bad at this, I could
Well,
see.
I don't appreciate your opinion. You're not helpful, okay? Like that's pretty much the gist of it. But no, it's fun.
It actually looks really fun.
Yeah.
It looks like the type of game that I would get pissed off.
Oh, I forgot that I was streaming. I was like, are you watching me? Or like, okay, all right.
Yes, I'm watching you through your window.
That's, Jesus Christ, okay, that's fine.
Wait, what?
Totally not calling I'm not calling the FBI right now or anything. That would be fucking,
okay. Your FBI agent is listening to this podcast.
Dude, my FBI agent is probably like, my FBI agent is either like the chillest dude ever, or he's like outside my house right now, and he's about to fucking bust in here and arrest me for like everything ever.
You have like 55 restraining orders that you've all broken, and like you've committed.
I feel like I've probably broken, like, you know what? I don't know if I should say that on a podcast. I feel like I've broken a lot of like really stupid minor laws that like don't mean anything. And
dude, that's you can't actually go to jail if you don't get caught.
I mean, I feel like if you say like, okay, I feel like if you're on a podcast and you say like, oh yeah,
I've committed so many crimes.
If you're on a podcast and you say like, oh yeah, I killed John F. Kennedy, then then who's to say you didn't kill John F. Kennedy? Besides it being known, do they know who killed John F. Kennedy? Because it probably
I don't know. Actually, hold up.
It probably wasn't me. I'm just saying.
It probably was someone by the name of John Melks Booth.
It was, or do you know this, or like, do you just have this? Do you have like, do you have facts about JFK just memorized or something? Like, what?
I don't know. Actually, no. That's the guy who killed Lincoln, dumbass.
I wouldn't. How am I the dumbass? I wouldn't.
Let me do it. Let me do it. Okay, not do that.
This is fine.
Let me get it.
This is harassment.
What are you, James Charles? Like, dude.
Do not compare me to him, all right? I'm way better.
James Charles, can we talk about him for a little bit?
Yeah, opinion on this guy?
Can this entire podcast just be like people we don't like and why?
Sure.
All right. First of all, James Charles. I don't think
number 15. And James Charles.
I'm gonna give my opinions lightly because it's hard to criticize somebody in 2019 without it being seen as like bullying or homophobia or harassment or racism or something. Like if you're gay, right? Is do you do that?
Yeah, no. I'm gay myself. I don't give a damn.
Okay, so if you do something stupid and I criticize you for that, pretty much thanks to 2019 society, you can basically be like, oh, I didn't do anything wrong. He's just homophobic, which I'm not. I'm just calling you out.
And you can go to jail for that, actually, because it's considered a hate crime.
I think you can, actually, yeah. So, and you could, like, you could just, like, pull a fucking no you on me and, like, destroy my career because
no you!
Because I criticize someone who has, like, blank that makes them special. But it's kind of a deep topic.
It's like has blank and that makes them special. I love that description.
Dude, if you criticize me, I'm openly straight. I'll just fucking destroy you for being offensive.
Just like pulls another reverse card on the reverse card.
That's definitely how that works.
You were KOS.
But the point I was trying to make was it's hard to criticize someone in this time without being seen as someone who has like personal bias because of beliefs or something stupid like that. But let's get back on topic. I don't like James Charles. Yeah. I don't think he's entertaining. I don't understand why makeup channels are so massive. I guess just like,
yes, I could agree with that.
I guess that makes sense because like girls are like half the population or something, but
oh damn.
Unless you live in China, I guess, but dude, that's fucked actually. Basically, I never paid attention to James Charles until the whole Toddy drama happened. And do you recall how that went down?
I don't really remember. But
okay,
please,
so basically, Toddy Westbrook had like 5 million subs, and James Charles had like 13 or something, and she made this like 40-minute video. I didn't watch it because I have a life, of course, but like she made this like 40-minute video just being like, saying James Charles was like a sexual predator and like how he like used people and stuff. And after that, James lost a ton of subs, and Toddy like doubled her count or something. It was ridiculous. But then later, James came back with like a video that kind of showed he was in the right. I didn't watch that either, of course, but pretty much all of the actions of the sub counts just were kind of like they kind of pulled like a no you, and they went back to how they were originally. And now James Charles and Toddy are still making content. They just don't really talk to each other. So
how could you be controversial about that, but if you haven't seen any of their content?
Well,
that's my question for you.
Well, you didn't have to watch the video to be able to summarize the points that Toddy made.
True.
The two main points were like James is a sexual predator and James is kind of manipulative, basically, James' video was just like, no, I'm not, and here's why. And he showed like texts and stuff like that. But I did see the video of the waiter. It was a video of the waiter who he apparently like harassed. It was basically him talking about the situation and how James just like wouldn't leave him alone. And I guess I shouldn't dislike James Charles as much as I do. I guess he technically hasn't done that much wrong. I just like,
yeah,
I don't understand his appeal. I think he's like, I think he's, I don't know. I wouldn't, maybe if I watched him more, I would understand like why I don't like him, but,
I mean, I don't watch his anything. So,
yeah. So, I'll pass it to you. Who do you not like?
Oh, don't put me in this seat, bro. My brothers.
That's fucked.
Oh no,
dude. Can we make an exposed video on your brothers?
Oh my gosh, I'd be down to record that. No, I'm kidding. I wouldn't. I actually like my brothers.
A fucking content cop on like your family. Just that'd be so stupid.
Why my brothers are idiots.
All the points aren't even good.
They're episode just, one, season just, one, episode one.
All of the points aren't even good. They're just like. Well, the other day, my brother Johnny. Oh wait,
God, that's my actual brother.
Yeah, I just remembered that from the Fortnite thing. Fuck. Okay.
How did you?
I swear I didn't do
that. Everything has to be turned off Wi-Fi.
I swear I didn't do that on purpose. I just remember you told him to go turn off the fridge because it was on Wi-Fi or something.
The very first time I was ever invited on... I hate you for that, actually.
What? I didn't do shit. What do you mean?
I know. I'm kidding.
Okay, all right. Okay, so... Let me ask you again. What channels do you not like?
Does it have to be a YouTube channel?
I mean, if you think, like...
Because I don't like Trump.
Trump? Dude, Trump is...
But he's better than Hillary Clinton, if you think about it.
I don't... He's probably better than Hillary, but Trump is still gross. I liked him at first because I have this weird habit of liking things that people hate. Because it's fun to troll people. But over time, I've started to like him a bit less. I feel like, what kind of tipped the iceberg for me was his fucking comment about video games. And
that was a bit harsh.
Because I think I know the answer to this, but do you think video games cause violence? Because I fucking don't.
Oh, no, of course. I think the people who play the video games cause violence.
Actually, I think the guns they're holding cause violence, but don't ask
me. Yeah, that too. The idiot people who play the games and the idiot people who own the guns that decide to.
Let's be scientifically accurate. The trigger inside the gun is what kills people. the bullet. The bullet kills people.
Dang.
I was wrong. New analysis suggests that the impact of the bullet is what kills people, not. So we should really be like outlawing the impact of the bullet.
If a bullet hits a person, it's illegal. A bullet can go to jail.
A bullet should be sent to prison and fucking like taught a lesson in the showers, basically. but no, I like him less. Yeah. I do, but I still don't sympathize with these, like, people who will go out of their way to, like, respond to, like, every tweet he makes, which is a lot, and be like,
we just give their input.
And no, well, they'll just, I understand, yeah, like, Ramsey. I understand, like, liking him or not liking him, but then the real problem is the people who, like,
are you kidding me?
Like him a lot or don't like him a lot, because then you get, like, these fucking insane people who, like, wanna, because I, you know, people want to impeach him, right?
Yeah, I know, I heard about
that. As much as I don't like him, I would say don't do that, because that's just going to be a very complicated process, and it would take forever, and it's not even worth it, because he only has a year left, and it's not, I don't think he can do very much. Okay, wait, has the fucking wall been built yet? Like,
no, it hasn't even.
Yeah, so it's like probably
parts of it down in.
It's probably not even going to happen.
Like, people are still all the talk about that. It's nothing.
It's not even going to happen.
Yeah, to be honest, I never really liked PewDiePie growing up until very recently.
PewDiePie is, yeah, so.
But let me explain why I don't like PewDiePie. Just to, like, have the people at home, like, not diss me about this. The reason I don't like PewDiePie is
You don't like him now, or you didn't like him?
I didn't like him, but I still don't really like him all that much.
Okay.
He tries too hard. He tries way too hard.
At what?
But at trying to stay relevant. Like, he has gone all this way by being himself. Why try to stop where you're at? Retire or something.
Sure, that's
I mean, he's married now.
That's a fair point. So I didn't know who PewDiePie was until, like, I was, like, 12, and then I subbed to him because I was just like, oh, he's the biggest channel, why not? And then I didn't really pay attention or watch anything from him until, the T-Series thing.
Yeah.
Because I have this, like, weird thing where I just really enjoy putting work towards things that I like, that war, and I'm gonna call it a war because it pretty much was.
It was, that, dude. That you was, could see people fighting in the streets because of it.
Dude, if World War III never happens, PewDiePie versus T-Series is probably the closest thing that ever will.
Yeah.
Basically, I'm sure everyone fucking knows about this, but I'll re-explain it for the thousandth time because I love talking about this. It's my strange habit.
My strange addiction.
Yeah, it's my strange addiction, talking about, like, YouTube history. It actually is. I really enjoy that. I wish someone would, like, make an archive of, like, events and, like, the war on YouTube and such. But basically
would actually be interesting.
That would be like a book or something. Like a
yeah, fucking, you should write it. You should do it.
Maybe I will.
Maybe I will. Is that a threat?
Dude, stick around for links to my fucking book, dude.
Heck yeah.
Maybe I will give that a go, because would I be able to find... Do you think I'd be able to find all the dates and shit for, like, certain things happening?
I mean, you pretty much have dates on YouTube.
I know shit's been deleted, but you could probably still find stuff.
Yeah, Wikipedia?
Yeah, you might be able to find, like... I could try that. But the thing Wikipedia. Is, right, YouTube is such a massive scale that I don't think one person alone has the ability to kind of... write down everything that's happened, because there's so much. I've already forgotten a lot of it.
Yeah.
But I think there's always too much going on for one person to be able to figure, like, kind of decode it by themselves.
Like, through the past.
Yeah, because there's so many, like, events and kind of wars between people and things like people... things
James
like
Charles.
Yeah, thing. And then things like people... Things like the removal of the live sub count thing... Because they abbreviated it. Instead of PewDiePie having, like, 110,500,000 and something, it'll just say 110 million or whatever he's at now. But
yeah,
which is stupid. And I know why they did that, because they don't want any more of these fucking wars to happen. But these wars are what make YouTube great, because they fucking straighten out people who need to be straightened out. And counterpoint to that, James Charles didn't do anything wrong, I don't think, but
counterpoint.
But even so, That only happened because we thought, everyone thought that he did something wrong.
Excuse me? You just gonna move from that?
And I feel like that's a good thing because there needs to be this sense of accountability for people who...
Oh, you chug.
Who don't necessarily break the rules of YouTube, but still, they fuck up. Things like I'm JStation. Oh, no, when Etika died, this fucking kid made this fucking video of him using like a Ouija board and like talking to him or something. I didn't watch it, of course, because I'm not gonna support that human trash. But like, he's exploiting this dead guy for views, and it's just disgusting, honestly.
Yeah.
But back to this, back to PewDiePie. So I think when he released Bitch Lasagna, that song is a fucking bop. And I think I think I just started to understand, like, this guy has to stay on top, otherwise bad shit's gonna happen.
And he's gonna take over the world.
Yeah, because the more power that corporations have on YouTube, the worse shit gets for people like you and I. I mean, we're already kind of...
Yeah, true.
Pretty much
anyone... We're pretty much at the bottom right now.
Anyone that's under, like, 10,000 subscribers is pretty much in this hole of, like... Pretty much the way... As far as I can tell, the algorithm works is, like... They push shit that is already getting lots of views. So if you're not getting lots of views... Then your video is pretty much not leaving that section of the algorithm, and you're not fucking like you're not gonna grow at all because they don't want you to, because it's such a fucked system. Like I wish I could see more videos in my recommended that have like less than like 100,000 views.
Yeah,
but no, pretty much all the time, everything in my recommended has like 1 million views or up.
Yeah, I think that's everyone's, because, like, that happens to me, too.
And I wish it wasn't that way, because I would genuinely like to find channels that are entertaining and have, like, 100 subs or something. Like,
yeah.
That would be
who wouldn't want to find that?
That would be a beautiful thing, because then you can find these people, and you can support them a little bit as each viewer is, and the value that each viewer has.
Yeah.
You can support them and help... And by support them, I don't mean giving them money. I just mean watching the videos. Because that's the really important thing. Watch time is the fucking big player in getting recommended.
Yeah. Like how... remember Markiplier back in 2016?
I don't know if I watched him back then, but sure.
Well, he was like a really small YouTuber doing his thing here and there with charity live
stream. In 2016?
Being goofy self. Yeah, back in 2016.
I thought he was... All right, go ahead.
But this was he was relevant before then. He had like tons before then.
Yeah, that's what I thought.
I started watching him in 2016 when he was at his finest. Okay. But since then, since he like surpassed it, some of his content's still the same, others changed. But
I think it's just like as you grow, you have more people watching you, and you kind of have to act in a way that's a little more politically correct. Because I would imagine, like, say I hit, like, 1 million subs. That's never going to happen, of course. But if I did, I would probably be, like, I would have probably less freedom over speech. I would not be able to say, like, I would not be able to sit here and be like, oh, yeah, Trump fucking sucks.
Yeah.
Because... Then you would just have, like, no matter what your opinion is, someone will always think you're wrong, and someone will want to cancel you. That's it. Like, you just can't talk about it at all.
Yeah. That's the bad thing, but there's always the good and the bad.
It's not like you see PewDiePie sitting, instead of making meme review, you don't see him sitting in his $3.99 chair, and being like, I think immigration should be illegal. Do you know how much shit he would get if he did that?
A lot. Like, he'd be in big trouble.
He'd be fucking canceled. Or they would try to, at least. You can't really cancel someone like that. But okay, so back to... I don't even remember what I was saying about PewDiePie. Let's just move on.
Alright, remember when we first tried to talk before we got this set up? What is your opinion with the Duolingo thing?
Oh, shit.
Is it legit? Will the Duolingo word kill me?
Oh, that's what you meant by that. Okay.
No, that's the joke in this, but like I want to know how
Well,
does do have you ever used it?
I have used it. I can't legally tell you if the Dolingo bird will try to kill you or not.
He's standing outside your house right now.
He's in my room right now. He's right behind me. He's about to fucking kill me. Please help. My point was with that was I don't understand the question. Are you asking me if it's like a fake service or like
You think it's fake? Yeah.
why would it be fake?
Because like it is I tried it. I couldn't learn anything. Why do you think that is? Is it just
Oh.
because I'm dumb?
Oh, well, that could be one of the reasons, but
I
So I'm sorry. I'm trying to focus on making this bridge right now, and it's not going well. I think it works or doesn't work depending on like
The person.
how much effort you put into it.
Yeah.
Cause I know like when I had it, I didn't try very much. I was just like, oh, it's Spanish. I'll learn it. Yeah. But after a while, I just stopped. Like, did you just see that happen?
I saw.
That bridge just got fucked. After a
Word.
while, it just like you lose motivation because it's not really. I'd say it has flaws. I'd say it's not much.
Yeah.
I'd say it's less of a learning app more than like kind of a memory game because pretty soon you just kind of you're I don't know if I do I was able to just memorize like the pictures
Yeah. You said it like five times already.
to each set. Can you chill?
Sorry for being loud.
It's okay. You can just kind of assign each picture to each kind of sound of each word, and then you don't really
Yeah.
have to try at making a connection. So but I feel like it just gets boring anyway because you're just kind of sitting there
Yeah.
and you're like, why am I
Stop,
doing
dude.
you're like, why am I doing this? I could be
Why?
doing so much
Why?
more right
I
now.
just needed the kill. That would have
Yeah.
finished my
All
challenge,
right.
Bisbee. You had to be a cuck with your new sword that
So,
you got.
I apologize.
all right. It's like I had the best question ever. All right.
What are you talking about?
Ricardo, that one Ricardo meme.
Oh my fuck. Dude, when you
Why?
left, Silver spent the whole game. Okay, so we found out that he could put pictures in the Cards Against Humanity game, and yeah,
Oh
the viewers will have no idea what I'm talking about. But you can paste a link to a GIF in the card, and it'll put it there. And so fucking Silver made every goddamn card for the rest of the game. Every card he played was the stupid fucking GIF of Ricardo, and I wanted to
just
kill
turning
myself.
around.
That's all I had to say. Yeah, okay, continue.
All right, so what is your opinion on the meme? Should it have all that glory that it has?
One second, I'm about to get a clutch here. Hold on. God fucking damn it. I think Ricardo is an entertaining meme. I don't know. I would say it's dead, but what was the question? I'm sorry. I'm really into this.
It's all right, Ricardo, does he deserve all that glory?
Well, I don't know, like, I don't know his backstory or anything. I don't know how he became popular. God fucking damn it.
He's a
I don't know how he
male
became.
stripper.
Oh, that's cool. All right, that's understandable. I don't understand. That's it. He's just a male stripper. That's how he got popular?
Yeah, that's all he is. He's a male stripper.
Well, I'd say the meme is pretty good, pretty funny. I don't think it's very relevant anymore. I don't think it's really
Yeah.
like.
What of all time, what was your favorite meme?
Oh God, I have no fucking idea. My favorite meme of all
Why have I been
time.
shot?
God, I don't know. There's so many. I think.
Just name the top three. Name
Yeah,
the top
can
three.
I just name some that I like?
Yeah,
I
name like
really.
your top
I'm
five.
gonna hold on. I'm gonna go through my photos real fast and just get some like memories. Hold on. I like the
Just stroll
Mike
down memory
Wazowski. I
lane.
like the Mike Wazowski with Sully's face.
That's always a good one. Just like
I
stares
like.
deep into your soul.
I really. I thought Big Chungus was funny.
For a while it was, yeah.
I mean, it's, of course it's dead now, but Big Chungus was hilarious back in the day. YouTube Rewind.
Back in the day.
YouTube Rewind was hilarious.
What was...
Oh, God, we could talk about that for ages, dude. That was fucking shit.
What do you think 2019's YouTube Rewind would be like?
Okay, well, I didn't watch the ones before 2017. 2017 was just, like, Fidget Spinners and Logan Paul, which, and it was absolute shit. 2018 was just, like, Asian representation or something. Oh, no, it was about, like...
It Fortnite was and Mark Asbrown.
Like, yeah, it was about... that one was shit.
But... I think I got high hopes for this one, because Minecraft is back in the lead on the video game board, so...
Okay, so I bet they'll do better. I bet they'll do better, because over time, YouTube has done a slightly better job. I'm saying slightly for a reason. But YouTube has done a slightly better job at connecting with people. And I say slightly because they're still shit at it. But you have seen people like Susan, the CEO, try to connect with people the best they can. Which is hard because on the scale that YouTube operates and like there's not enough employees there. But they're trying their best. I can understand that. But I think it'll be better this year. And if I'm not, I'm gonna be so fucking mad. But I think it'll have Minecraft. I think it'll have something, not a section dedicated to, but probably a reference to PewDiePie hitting 100 million.
Hopefully, yeah.
Maybe some, like, God, I don't know. I'm not sure. I don't know.
Well, let's just say that we got high hopes, and you might want to pull up that way so we can end this right here.
What do you mean? Are we done?
Yeah, this is going to be the end, guys.
Oh, that's it? I thought, like, we've only been going for 30 minutes. I thought we had more to talk about. What is this?
My podcasts normally range from, like, 15 to 20 minutes. This is going to be my longest episode.
Shit, all right.
I would like to thank you for recording this for me, and I'd like to thank you for joining me.
You are welcome. So should I go ahead and stop recording?
Yeah.
All right. I guess that was obvious. All right. See y'all later. Bye, sisters.